Hello! We are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin, in California.
Odile in Oregon.
And Sam in Spooky Spokane.
This is our Halloween episode that we dropped the ball on.
I mean, it's Halloween today.
It is Halloween.
We are recording and editing and posting, hopefully, on this here All Hallows Eve.
Ooh. Anytime someone says Halloween, I'll do that in the background.
Okay, that'll get annoying real fast.
I don't care.
I think Devil's Night is better.
You know what? It won't be as annoying as me referencing The Last of Us.
Oh boy, here we go.
I am keeping the count.
Count begins. Number one.
Yes, I'm also going to see how many times I can mention The Last of Us today. That and Batman.
Ooh.
Ow, I keep hurting my legs.
All right, Sam, how you been? It's been a while since we've had you on the podcast.
I know. Sam just got a new job, so that's why Sam has not been around a lot.
Yay,
but Sam,
new job!
From the dead. That or just... Okay, I'll do a counter for, like, Halloween-related type jokes.
Okay.
Boom. There we go. Yep. Yeah. Back from the dead.
Yay. Back from the dead. She has been resurrected. All right.
Okay,
yeah,
no, that works. Right? I'm not Jesus. I mean, I'm pretty close.
Well, we brought you back to life, so...
That, I am so humble, you guys.
Just for this episode, though, because then she goes back to her grave.
Yes, there we go.
She returns. All right, so...
How have you been, Caitlin?
I've been great. Thank you for asking.
How about you, Odile, you and your cute cat. I'm taking a screenshot and putting it on Twitter at Morons Podcast.
Have at it. He's laying around. You know, pretty good.
Noise.
Dying at work.
Boom.
Cool.
Alright.
So, are we ready for our favorite segment of the episode? Sam, introduce it for us, please.
Big girl news!
Ah!
I heard you guys try to do it last week, and it didn't work.
Did you listen to it last week?
I actually listened. And
yay!
You guys did as well as I did, just FYI.
No, we know we didn't.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we tried, but we also didn't really try, so...
We tried, but we didn't, so it worked.
So it totally worked.
Yeah.
Alright, so, Fangirl News. First item of business was pretty exciting. This kind of wasn't... As, like, I feel like I didn't see this all over the place like it should have been. So, Incredibles 2 and Toy Story 4, their release dates have been switched. So, originally, Toy Story 4 was going to come out in summer of 2018, and Incredibles was 2019. I hope I'm not wrong on that. And those dates have been switched, so now Incredibles 2 is going to come out before Toy Story 3, which is, like, really cool, really big news, and I'm really excited about it, because I was not looking forward for Toy Story 4. Like, I didn't really care, because I thought...
You need to stop making Toy Story films.
Exactly. I thought Toy Story 3 was, like, the perfect way to end the franchise, and then they're making Toy Story 4, and everyone was kind of like, why?
We all need an Incredibles.
But Incredibles 2 is needed, and I want it so bad.
It needs to only be Frozone trying to find a super suit. That's the whole thing.
That's just the whole plot.
That is what I want. I would pay to see that.
Oh, I would too.
However, I, again, pay to see all the other films I see in theaters. So, whatever.
So, that was kind of some big Disney news this week. I was pretty pumped about that. So, I don't know what that means. If it means that the fans were... If Incredibles 2 was just farther along story-wise than Toy Story 4, or if they realized that nobody wants Toy Story 4, so they were like, let's do Incredibles 2 first.
I don't know. It could be either. It's very possible.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning towards more of a story-related thing, because Disney doesn't really seem to care if it pisses off its fans. So, yeah. But I'm really excited. What did you guys feel about this
Now I'm excited.
Switch?
Incredibles forever.
Yeah.
Incredibles.
Okay.
I mean, I do want a second Incredibles, and I don't think, like, I will probably love the new Toy Story, but I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah.
I'm kind of one of those people that doesn't really care. I'm like, yeah, it'll be great. I can't wait to see it, but am I going to be mad at them for making it? Probably not.
I'm kind of feeling the same way. I wasn't too pleased with it. I didn't think it was necessary, but honestly, I probably will go and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hypocrite.
Okay.
I know. So much shame. Our next item is class, which I know we talk about a lot because it's the only Doctor Who thing we have going for us. I have not figured out how to legally watch it yet, so I do not have a review for any of you. Sorry. So sad. I'm working on it.
Sad.
VPNs are failing me. I just want to watch Doctor Who. I'm going through, like, crazy withdrawals. Give it to me! Give it to me! It's like a drug.
You have a problem.
I know. I just want it.
A little bit.
I know. I do have a problem. Okay. Now that I've gotten that off my chest.
I just posted the picture of the cat to Twitter at Morin's Podcast.
Okay. Thanks. Disneyland, another piece of Disney news, I just found out about this, is testing out some digital fast passes.
That is going to be interesting.
Yes.
People are going to try and hack it.
Disney World kind of has already been doing this for quite a few years now, and Disneyland has started to try it out, so it's not the Magic Band. When I first heard about this, I was like, oh no, is Disneyland getting Magic Band? That's like, seems really unnecessary for Disneyland because it's so much smaller than Disney World. But it's not Magic Band, so how this Digital Fast Pass works is they're testing it out on Toy Story Midway Mania right now, which is a ride that I don't believe has a Fast Pass, and is always crazy busy, like, all the time. So how it works is you have to download the official Disneyland app, which is free, and you can use it to see wait times. It's actually a pretty good app, and it has maps on it. And what you can do on that is you have to be in the park in order for the Digital Fast Pass to work. So basically you scan your Fast Pass with the app. Not your Fast Pass, sorry. You scan your park ticket with the app, and if you have a annual pass, then it's already, like, connected into the app. And it can tell when the pass got scanned into the park for the day. And once you're in the park for the day, you can reserve a Fast Pass time for rides. And it's on your app. And then, so when you go up to the Fast Pass line, la la la, instead of a piece of paper, they scan your phone. So, that's how it's gonna work. And they're trying it out in Midway Mania, and so that's how it's going to work. And I just wanted to hear what you guys think about this. I was interested in your guys' opinions on the digital Fast Pass.
Everything's going digital lately.
Yeah.
This isn't a shock.
At first, I was really nervous about it, but then once I heard how it's going to work, I thought it actually sounded like a pretty good idea.
I think
it will work. I think it's going to be a little bit tough to, like, maybe work out the kinks at first, but otherwise I think it's going to work very, very well.
I mean, I had no issue with the original system. Just scan your card. I mean, scan your ticket. I mean, because that also kind of gave you a higher incentive to not lose your ticket.
That's true.
Because, like, I remember I thought I lost my ticket and my whole world was over, but then I found it after some kid picked it up off the floor and claimed it was his. That was awesome. Yay, Disney. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting, because then it's gonna be a hassle where you have to take out your phone and scan your phone, then put your phone away. You gotta make sure your phone's with you at all times. Like, if you're on a ride where you want to make sure your phone doesn't get wet, you have to make sure you're doing all this. Kind of, there's that liability of, oh, well, I needed my phone on this ride, and there was that risk of me losing it, and I lost it.
But it's...
I would rather lose a paper over...
that's true. I like this idea because it saves a lot of paper, and I always worry, same with you, Sam, I always worry about losing my park ticket and losing fast passes because they're such small, kind of flimsy pieces of paper. They're very easy to get lost, but I have my phone on me, like, at all times. which is why I kind of like this new idea, and it makes sense, because the digital fast passes are very old school. Not the digital, sorry, the paper fast passes have been around since, like, what, 2000, 2001? And they've been doing it the same way for a long time.
I can't recall, like, 2000 old school.
Well, you know, it's been, that's 16 years ago.
It's old school.
It's old. It's been around forever. It's simple and it works. You just, for those of you who have never been to Disneyland, you sad people, how these fast passes work is you put, these machines by each ride, that not every ride has fast passes, but a lot do, and you scan your ticket in this thing, and then out pops another ticket with your time to arrive, so you can go in the fast pass line, which is a much shorter line. And that system works, but it's just so old, and Disney World has been doing this digital thing for a long time, for like, since 2010, I believe. So I think it's time, and I'm glad it seems like they're testing it out, and they're going to see how it works on Midway Mania before they introduce it to all the rides. So, yeah. Those are my thoughts on the Fast Pass. I'm for it.
Very, very nice thoughts.
Thanks. All right, Sam. Next item.
The pop, those pop dolls, the little tiny figurines.
Funko Pops.
They are now unveiling a big set of Stranger Things.
Ooh!
So, obviously you get things like 11, but I think there's like a couple different versions of 11. All these different characters. I'm not going to spoil anything for those who haven't seen it. There's just a vast variety of them. All I know is that it's supposed to be a very expansive collection. And I hope to gain many of them. At first I used to think those things were stupid, those figurines were dumb, but now that I have some, I'm like, I have more.
I want more too.
I have the two Harleys. I got the new 52 Harley Quinn with the roller skates and the mallet.
Nice.
And then I got the old school Harley Quinn with the pop gun, but I need to get the Harley Quinn with the hammer. There's two versions of her. I need the other version.
I feel the same way, Sam, about the pop figures when they first came out. I'm like, these are dumb. Who wants these? But now I'm like, I need them all for all the
like,
franchises.
You know, when you see people going, I need to collect Beanie Babies, you're like, that's dumb. No, these are amazing. I love them.
They're so cute.
And they have such like a vast like span of the different types they have. I was going through Barnes & Noble and they had some from Vikings. And I'm like, this is great. I need Ragnar as a cute little doll.
Yes.
Shelf.
I love Ragnar.
Ragnar and his sex eyes. You know what else you should check out? Twitter at Morris Podcast.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, I added this next piece of news.
Oh, they put that sign up at school. There's a board that just says countdown 2. And obviously now it's one day away till Red Cups.
Red Cup? So, Odile is our resident barista. So I thought she could talk to us a little bit about Starbucks holiday beverages.
Huzzah!
Odile?
Holiday.
Big thing is, Red Cups aren't coming out yet.
What?
No.
My school lied to me.
So they're doing a thing because they have some sort of, what is it? It's campaign about something about, it's about lives and people's stories and like their inspirational like stories that things they've done for the community, whatever. So it's this super cool like green, but it has like people and like different designs on it, but it's not the official holiday cup. They're only going to be around for about a week and a half.
Okay.
Until the holiday cups come out, as far as I believe, or as long as people have the...
Is it, like, till Thanksgiving, or is it just until the very first, after, like, the first full week of November?
Well, I don't know. So, the soft launch for all the drinks, so they're not really going to be advertising it yet, is tomorrow. So, the drinks will be out, but I don't think they're going to be, like, super hardcore advertising any of them yet.
Got it.
And I'm assuming that's when these new cups come out. And the hard launch is next Monday.
Okay.
Which will be when they start pushing it at up your gills, and I'm assuming that's when the red cups come out, but they haven't shown up us the design for them yet. They just kind of showed us these cups, and they're these are going to be temporary cups, but here, you know.
So you can't give us the exclusive on the Starbucks red cup designs?
How long ago did those people throw a fit about the red cups?
That was last year.
That was last year?
Yeah.
See, time flies by in a really weird way where I don't know what happens anymore.
Odile, any other exciting Starbucks holiday things we should be keeping an eye out for? Any new drinks or food items?
Well, eggnog is coming back as usual. Although now apparently they have an eggnog chai button.
What?
So that's exciting because I don't think I've ever seen that on the register. I don't know if it's a new thing. Peppermint mochas, of course, have come back. Caramel brulee is back. The spiced flat white, which is ridiculously delicious, mind you, is back. Or will be back. And they have a new spiced cold brew, which is uses mulling spices.
That's interesting.
Still not quite sure how I feel about that one. I'm working on it, but...
So, what is the holiday spice flat white? Like, what, is it a syrup, or is it, spice mixture?
No, it's the regular flat white, and then there's, spices that you add to it. It's scoops. So, it's, it basically looks like it's just sugar.
Okay, interesting.
As far as I can tell, it looks like it's just, sugar with a bit of cinnamon in it, but there's probably more in it than just that.
Okay.
Yeah, just add, two scoops to a tall or whatever, and then you melt it in the hot espresso shots before you pour in the milk.
And it's really good?
It's really good.
Okay, good to know.
I recommend getting an extra scoop of the spice, but, so
hey,
good.
Odile, is there anything available for non-coffee drinkers?
Well, peppermint hot chocolate is always the fabulous one. I mean, you could always make a hot chocolate... Or even just, a latte, but without the coffee. So, okay. I think the caramel brulee with just some steamed milk would be utterly delicious.
Our caramel apple spice is back!
Caramel apple spice is available all year round.
Yay! But, it's not on the menu, so people get confused.
No, people don't... Yeah, they don't put it up on the menu, but it's there. It's just
one of my friends had a panic attack.
People think we don't have them.
Yeah, one of my friends went up to the board and she's like, it's not there, so they don't deserve it. I'm like, I don't think that's how that works.
No, not at all. That just means they don't have enough space on the boards.
So you hear it first, folks. Order things you don't see on the menu. Make the barista's life hell.
I mean, chances are it's not uncommon.
Yeah, especially if you know it's not. Really uncommon. If you know the drink isn't special to holidays or special to... summer.
See, I'm a Starbucks noob. I don't know any of this stuff.
Aww,
but hey,
Sam.
Anyone has any questions about Build-A-Bear Workshop, hit me up.
Alright, shall we move along?
Shall we? Yeah.
Alright. Who added this? Was this Sam?
Me. I feel like the only one that adds news are you and me.
Odile's slacking.
Jeez,
Odile. Slack.
Alright, so... Hot Topic is going to be releasing a collection of clothes, fashion clothes, for Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. So, they haven't released all the pictures. I think they're supposed to be going up tomorrow, but they revealed some of them. 1920s style, cute dresses.
Cool.
Based on Flapper style. Definitely the blue coat, the long coat that you see the main character wearing. Yeah, just a lot of cute little things. And apparently the coat, the pocket is extra deep, so it fits wands.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so it should be kind of cool. Like I said, more pictures up on the Hot Topic website tomorrow. Should be interesting. I want to see what they have. Because they got some good Harry Potter stuff, but I want to see what else they got. I'm upset because I bought a bag of candy, and half of it is Twizzlers. Who the hell is Twizzlers?
Then why'd you buy a bag of candy with Twizzlers in it?
I didn't know it had Twizzlers in it. I was when I was holding the bag, my hand was covering the thing that said Twizzlers because I was focused on caramel Milky Ways.
Oh, Sam.
God, my life's a failure. Anyway, moving on.
All right. So, Don't Starve Together, which We had a full episode about.
Yeah, you sent me like 3 texts about this.
So, Don't Starve Together just had kind of a massive update with, they added kind of a Halloween update to it where you can collect little Halloween figurines and you can give them to the Pig King and get candy in return. The candy isn't actually all that special. It doesn't do anything interesting. It's just kind of like, it has like, each piece of candy does have like different properties to it, but like, some pieces of candy will give you 1 health, 1 sanity, and 1 hunger. And it's like, oh, that's not that cool. And you can't cook them either. So, that was kind of like, I was really excited about the Halloween update, and then I was actually playing it. I'm like, oh, this isn't actually all that exciting. And another thing on the update is you can create your own marble statues that do things. And there's this new item that you can craft using the marble statues that keeps you cool in the summertime, and it lasts for like 100 days or something ridiculous, but it's really hard to obtain. And one thing about this update that is really cool is you can grow mushrooms now. Is probably the best part about this update.
That's gonna save our asses.
Right? That is like honestly the best part of the update is you can grow mushrooms. The worst part about this update is, I don't know if this is a glitch, if this is because of my mods, if anyone's a Don't Starve Together player and this has happened to you too, please tell me like what I'm doing wrong. But the map, so I opened up a game over the weekend that I had been playing before that I was on day like 100 on. I've progressed pretty far in this game and my map was all blacked out of the areas that I had definitely explored. It looked like I was starting a new game. All my other stuff was there. Everything else was the same, except the map wasn't. It was, like, grayed out like I hadn't explored it, even though I have. I was on, like, day 100. So, I don't know if that's because of the update, because one of the new things in the update is you can craft this item that lets you share your map between different people in your Don't Starve Together game. Which, I mean, we all had a mod for anyway, so that didn't really affect me all that much. So I'm wondering if that addition to the game is why I can't see the rest of my map.
Speaking of Don't Starve, hey, you guys, guess who figured out how Twitch works?
Woo!
Yay, Caitlin, give me a day this week. You are free.
Whoa. I could probably do
Friday night?
I can probably do Friday night.
Friday night, you guys. Our first stream will be on Twitch on The Morons Who Try to Play Good. Find us on Twitch. Sam figured it out.
We will tweet the exact time and details.
I will tweet out the times and details. So but keep an guys, eye out. It is official. We are now on Twitch.
So
and also,
we will
find me on Twitch at Sammy C Taki. I Twitch other things too. Yay!
So we're gonna try to. I think maybe part of this Twitch will be trying to figure out how this new update works.
I agree. So yeah, you can watch us all stumble through it in real time.
So it'll be an experience, but we get to grow shrooms.
God, I can't handle it.
There's gonna be a lot between all of us of being. I don't know what to do. Like, where are you?
What's happening?
Hopefully I can figure out how streaming works is you're going to see everything through my screen, but we're going to see what everyone else is doing via Skype calls. So
cool.
we'll be able to hear everyone, but you're all going to see what I'm doing from my screen.
Okay. All right.
And you'll see our messages, because we'll all be freaking out.
Oh, it's just going to be mayhem incarnate. It's going to be awesome.
And our listeners can mess with us, right, in the stream?
I'm working on that. We'll see how this goes.
Well, okay. Well, hopefully.
For the first half, we'll keep it just us. But if it ends up being a thing, we'll open it.
Okay, cool. So if a lot of you come and watch it, then maybe we can open it up and people can mess with us or send us things. Because there's a way to Twitch Don't Starve where you can send the players helpful things or hurtful things. So.
Heartful!
Woo! That'll be fun! So, let's quickly get through the rest of this news. A big piece of news last week, That's a Raven is getting a spin-off. I'm so excited about this, you guys. I love spin-offs. I don't know when
I
this happened.
I've watched that video 3 times.
I am so excited. Like, so excited about this That's a Raven spinoff. It's going to be on Disney Channel, and it doesn't have a title yet. We don't know too much about the plot, except Raven Simone is executive producing and starring, and she's going to be a single mom with 2 kids, and one of her kids is going to have the same psychic powers as her, so it'll be really fun, and I loved That's a Raven, so I'm so excited. How do you guys feel about the spinoff?
I'm excited. I mean, that show was awesome, but yeah, I can't wait.
Me too. I'm just so excited. I'm so glad it's happening. Good job, Disney Channel.
I just added a new picture to the Google Doc, but it just screwed up everything.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, Sam, you want to talk about Walking Dead?
Spoiler alert! Not really, I'm not going to spoil anything. So, The Walking Dead Season 7 premiered on Sunday of last week. And when I mean last week, I mean it premiered on October 23rd. Boom. That's right, I knew the date off the top of my head. For those who do not know a lot about The Walking Dead is on AMC. AMC makes you know that AMC is the channel that shows you The Walking Dead. Because they always say AMC is The Walking Dead and show AMC all over it like 50 times. It's pretty funny. Some massive things happened last week in regards to the pickup of a cliffhanger that they left you on at the end of Season 6. I'm not going to say what happened because a lot of people are like still catching up and they don't want to have anything spoiled. But it was extremely epic. I was not prepared for it at all. Partially, I read the comics, so I kind of knew what partially was going to be ahead, because for those who know and read the comics, this storyline is something that happened a while ago. My roommate and I watched it, we were horrified, and we had to watch 1960s Batman after the fact to cheer ourselves up from it.
Oh my goodness.
But do you have any opinions about that episode and what's going on? Hey, you want to talk to us about it? Tweet us! Twitter! At Warren's Podcast!
Good job, Sam. I do not watch...
That is called episode reviews with Sam.
I do not watch Walking Dead, but I will give a quick episode review of Once Upon a Time last week. Well, yesterday, the 30th. There was a weird cliffhanger at the end of the episode that I did not like. I am not for this new ship that looks like it's going to happen. No.
Who is the ship?
I don't want to spoil it for our listeners.
Oh, well, then tell me later.
I will. But let's just say 2 characters who are known for not being good characters had a scene. And it was not... It kind of grossed me out a little bit. So, if you also am not on that ship and will not go down with it, please let me know at Marlon's Podcast.
Down with this ship. I love it. It's Halloween! Woo!
Ooh.
So, I'm assuming we're just doing Halloween flashback. The look at our 21 years on this earth with Halloween.
That is correct.
Yes.
Shall we start with our favorite costumes?
Hell yeah.
That we have worn.
Ever?
Yes. That we have worn, personally. You have had to wear it.
Oh, Odile's not glitchy anymore. Oh, the cat's even cuter than before. Jesus!
Okay, do you have a costume on the top of your head?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, when I was in preschool, I went as Princess Leia.
Oh!
And my hair actually fit into the hair buns, even though I had some hair that was, like, still hanging out the back.
Oh.
But that year, like, all the girls were Disney princesses, and I show up as Leia, which is kind of funny looking back on it now, considering Disney was bought the Star Wars franchise. Just like, yeah. Who are you? Like, you're not any Disney princess. So I'm like, I'm Princess Leia, and I felt badass. And my brother was Darth Vader, but because he was 2 years younger than me, so he was like, God, he had to be like 2 or 3. I don't know. He couldn't breathe in the mask, so my mom just cut the face off of it, so we just had the helmet on, like Dark Helmet in Spaceballs. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's just way too big for his head.
That's really cute!
Yep, so my mom made the costume, and I had hair buns. I looked awesome.
I was Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz for Halloween from the ages of, 3 to, 7. I was Dorothy so many times.
That is not a surprise.
I know. But
I would expect you to go as Audrey.
I have actually never been Audrey. So, context, Little Shop of Horrors is my favorite musical / movie, and Audrey's the main character in Little Shop of Horrors. And I've actually never gone as Audrey for Halloween. I don't know why. I just haven't. And I do want to go as Audrey in the coming years. I could see myself doing that. But, yes, I was never Audrey. I think I wanted to be, and my mom talked me out of it. Because if you've ever seen Little Shop of Horrors, Audrey dresses in a lot of leopard and, very promiscuous. Because she works as a... she works in this flower shop by day, and she's, basically a stripper by night.
Basically.
And so she dresses very... She shows a lot of skin. So I think my mom didn't really want me to dress like that when I was, 8 years old. Probably not appropriate for an 8-year-old. But I'm sure I did want to be Audrey, and my mom probably talked me out of it. But my favorite was when I was Wizard of Oz one year. The Wizard of Oz. Oh my gosh, I was Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. I had my hair in braids, and I had the Dorothy dress, and I had the sparkly red shoes. And I had seen a production of Wizard of Oz earlier that year, and I believe, Dorothy in that production, had freckles, so I made my mom put little freckles on my cheeks with, eyeliner, so I could match the Dorothy in Wizard of Oz that I saw earlier in the year, because that's who I am.
I'm so proud.
No? Odile, what about you?
I completely approve. I remember going as a lot of crazy, there was a vampire phase, obviously. There was, just weird ones or, things I thought were cute. I think my favorite was either a hand-sewn costume that my dad made me when I was really little, and it was Ariel.
Oh.
And I remember that one, and just it being cute, and it was just a little dress or something along those lines, but, it was adorable. Or going as Athena in, fourth grade or something, when you were still sort of allowed to have weapons and stuff in school, so I had, a shield and, an owl, and I just remember it being so cool, but those are the two I really remember from, childhood.
Oh.
Probably some favorite.
Little cute Odile. I could just picture it.
I know, right?
One of my favorite costumes I've seen was my cousins when they were really little. I'm thinking they were 1 and 4. And my older cousin was a princess, and the younger one was a pea pod. And they were the princess and the pea.
Oh my god.
Right? Right.
That is utterly adorbs.
And they were handmade costumes. Their grandma made it. It was the cutest thing I'd ever seen in my life. I can't with little kids in cute costumes.
They are very, very, very cute.
I was driving to work today and I saw a bunch of preschoolers. And I think they were doing some, neighborhood daytime trick-or-treating thing, and they were walking past my apartment building, and I almost died, because they were all so, so cute. I was just in my car, cute, cute, they're too cute, they're too cute. I love the children. Okay.
Do anyone have any Halloween memories when you were a kid?
Halloween memories?
Yes.
I have one of my favorite Halloween memories was when Odile came over to my house, and I don't know if Sam was there or if it was one of our other friends, but we must have been, like, in freshman in high school or eighth graders, and you came over to my house, and I remember we watched Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Mm-hmm.
And your mom came and picked you up afterwards. And she was like, oh, what did you guys do? And I think my mom was like, oh, yeah, they just, like, had pizza and watched Rocky Horror Picture Show. And then your mom was kind of like, oh, isn't that, like, she kind of insinuated, like, oh, isn't that a little adult? Like, you let them watch that? And then afterwards, my mom felt, like, so bad. She was like, should I have not let Odile watch that? Is that okay? And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure she's fine. I just remember your mom kind of being, like, horrified. And then my mom was horrified at the fact that your mom was horrified.
I don't know if my mom was actually horrified or if she was just kind of like, oh, like, you guys didn't go out or anything. Like,
yeah.
I think that was more of it than, like, that you watched Rocky Horror, because I don't think she really cared about the Rocky Horror. I think it was like, you guys didn't go out, like...
Maybe, yeah.
Amazing.
That was just probably one of my favorite memories.
Look, didn't I show you Rocky Horror, though?
No, my mom's obsessed with Rocky Horror, Odile.
I can't remember if that's how we found it. But yeah.
Yeah, I think you wanted to watch it or something. We were talking about it. And you were like, oh, I've never seen it. I don't remember how it came up, but I think you were like, oh, I've always wanted to see it. And my mom was like, oh, we have it. Why don't we watch it?
Yeah.
I think is how that kind of came to be.
Probably was. I don't have a memory of it. I have video footage of me as a very, very young child. And my parents, I wanted to be Sugar Plum Fairy.
Aww.
So they dressed me up in this, like, little purple dress and, like, gave me a wand and some wings, and they're like, there you go. And I was obsessed with Nutcracker because, you know, like, this has been my life since I was tiny, apparently. Because we used to have a record player, and we had Nutcracker on record, so they just put on the record, and they'd play that. And the Sugar Plum Fairy was my favorite part. And, so, there's a video of my dad playing the song and me making him be asleep and, like, running over and, like, if I'd whack him with the wand, it would wake him up.
Oh.
And so there's a video of me, like, running around the house, like, hitting him with the wand, trying to wake him up.
Oh.
And just being like, oh, Jill, that hurts. So I was like, and, like, would run away. Yeah.
That's cute.
It was fun. I don't remember it, but it was an adorable video.
Sam, what about you?
Every single year after I come back home from Halloween, my dad would go through my bag and eat all the Reese's.
My dad do that too! Oh my god.
So nowadays I'm very protective of Reese's because I'm like, I didn't get to enjoy these as a child.
See, and I also, used to just... give my mom all the candy I didn't like.
No, because in the bag, because whenever my parents gave out candy, because our street wasn't super popular, not a lot of people came down it. My mom would only, in the bag, only have Kit Kats and Reese's. And my dad made sure that all the Reese's were at the bottom, just so my mom would give out all the top first, and then keep all the Reese's for himself at the end. Again, no one really knocked on our door.
Buy himself a bag of Reese's.
I know! I don't know. He's like, Reese's? I'm like, no, don't you touch these. These are mine. Mine! Damn it.
I remember, like, would you ever, like, trade with your siblings? Like,
oh, yeah. For sure.
I trade with hair, and then my mom would do that, I'm gonna hide your candy. But I knew exactly where it was.
Yeah.
So in the middle of the night, I just went into the kitchen and just ate all the candy.
And she was so young that I could convince her that she really liked, like, Butterfingers and, like, all of these candies that I hated.
Butterfingers are delicious.
They're so good.
Okay. But I didn't like them. And she liked, or I think she liked them. I just remember convincing her that she hated them. So she did me the awesome favor of, like, letting me trade her, like, one Butterfinger for, like, three Kit Kats. And so I would end up with, like, triple the amount of candy because I would just, like, trade out all of her candy for mine. I'd be like, I'll give you 5 Butterfingers if you give me 15 Kit Kats. And she'd be like, okay.
Yeah, I would do that with my sister, too.
I remember my dad catching me doing once and be like, you're not being fair. And I was like, but I don't like these ones.
All right, let's move along. Let's just share, we'll just go around and share our favorite candies, and then we need to wrap this up.
Okay.
So, my favorite candy used to be Take 5 bars, which are super delicious, if you've never had it. It has caramel and peanut butter and pretzels and peanuts and chocolate. And it's real good.
It has, like, everything.
Yeah, it has everything. But then I kind of got sick of them because my mom would always just buy me giant bags of them. And it would take me a long time to finish. And I kind of, they aren't quite my favorite anymore. Now I really like Butterfingers and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Anything with basically the peanut buttery ones.
Mm-hmm.
And sour candies. I like sour Skittles and sour Patch Kids.
Deliciousness. My favorite is either Kit Kats or Twix.
Ooh, those are good.
There's something about them that is just like deliciousness.
I like candy corn and Three Musketeers bars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Did you know that candy corn has been rated the 3rd worst candy?
I love candy corn.
Kind of,
which is ridiculous. Like, speaking of candy corn, I wrote an article about candy corn.
Candy corn?
Yeah. It was pretty cool, actually. I like that article.
Cool.
Just, yeah. Yep. Candy corn. Whee!
Alright, let's really quickly go through our favorites for the week, our recommendations, and then we have to each go our separate ways and party hardy on this Halloween.
Woohoo! Woo! Can I go first?
Go.
Yes.
Yay, Sam goes first. The first thing that I would like to recommend is this website that I've been reading the entire time we've been doing this podcast, because it's hysterical. It's called Texts from Superheroes.
Oh my god.
And basically, it's just page after page after page of superheroes having conversations with each other, like, as if they're texting. And oh my god. Skipped through all the Marvel ones, so I look at all the DC ones. But, like, these are hysterical. These are so funny. Like, Superman talking to Aquaman, or Batman texting the whole Justice League. They're just
and you'll
really
put that on our Twitter so people can see
it. I will
it.
Link it. I will put the link on Twitter. It is extremely funny. It's super clever. Like I said, I don't really read the Marvel ones, but the ones that are funny are the Captain America ones because he doesn't understand texting. And it's so great. Here's one of them. It's Robin texting Superman. Robin. Hey, can you come to the mansion and x-ray my presents for me? No. Please, I know it's not the spirit of Christmas, but I just want to know what I got. No, it's not that. The last Robin asked me to do this, and the tree ended up being decorated in kryptonite. Batman really does think of everything. Like, just really, really fun, simple things. So yeah, texts from superheroes. Check it out.
Cool.
That sounds really funny.
One of my favorites this week is Lady Gaga's new album, Joanne. If you didn't think I was going to mention this, you'd be wrong. It's so good. It's so good. I've listened to it, like, just a ridiculous amount of times since it came out. It's, oh, so good. So good. Just listen to it. I know Lady Gaga's last album was not very good, but this one, so good. It's a little bit folksy, a little bit jazzy. It's just, I have really been enjoying it, so I highly recommend to go check that out.
My favorite thing this week is Toby. He's finally, like, not biting ridiculous amounts. And
this is the kitty.
Toby's the cat, not a random person.
No, it's the kitten.
Aww.
He's my favorite.
All right. Anyone have any other favorites, or can we close it
yeah,
down?
Yeah, I got one more.
One more.
I got one more. Yeah. It's a website called The Drunken Moogle. I think that's how I'm saying it right.
Okay.
Moogle. Basically, it's a website where people post drink recipes, but they're geeky and, like, video game related.
Oh, that's cool.
So they have a whole lot of Batman shots, Batman drinks, Bioshock drinks, Skyrim drinks, Legend of Zelda, like, all sorts of crazy stuff.
That's cool.
They're super cool. So go check them out. They got some really cool drink recipes. My favorite is called the Plasmid. It's a Plasmid shots from Bioshock. Really, really good. Like, if you're not huge into, like, the taste of alcohol, these are perfect. They're really, really good.
Cool. Speaking of drinks, we're going to try to make butterbeer tonight, me and my roommates.
Woo! I've done it before. It's so much fun.
So that's I'll let you guys know how it goes. I'll post a picture of it on our Twitter if it turns out okay.
Twitter!
So, Twitter at Morin's Podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
Lost of Us. Sorry, I had to put it on
that. Oh, my goodness. All right. Happy Halloween, everyone. We are the Morin's Try Talk Good. Thank you for listening. Please
subscribe.
Please follow us on all the social media and subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Morons Podcast, Facebook at Morons Who Try to Talk Good, and
Instagram at Morons Podcast, and on Twitch at the Morons Who Try to Play Good. We will be streaming live Friday night. I will post it on Twitter.
Hopefully, yeah. Keep updated on our Twitter. Keep a lookout, and we will give you guys more information when it comes. All right, thank you for listening. Good night. Mm-hmm. Good day.
You have will listen to us next week.
Have a happy Halloween and listen to us next week. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. Goodbye.